morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Monty.
Hi, Monty. What happened to you? We haven't heard from you in a couple of weeks. Are you okay?
Well, I'm here. Everything's fine.
Okay. We were all worried about you on the call.
Well, I'll tell you real quick what happened, but I won't go into a lot of detail. But Thursday afternoon, I got a call from Reno that one of my best friend's wife had passed away, and for some reason I was not notified. The funeral was Friday, so I jumped on a plane on Thursday, went to the funeral on Friday, came back on Saturday afternoon. Sunday evening, Mom had her heart went out of sync, so we had to take her to the hospital. And Monday morning, they put some things in her system to bring the heart back into rhythm, back to its normal beat. So when I got her home on Monday, Tuesday, early morning, I have in my life had a lot of kidney stones. And unfortunately, I had an attack on that, so I had the neighbor take me and her daughter came over and watched Mom. And so they went in and blasted that little Hummer and put a stent up in me to keep my urethra tube open, because that way the fragments and everything else can flow out properly without getting caught in that track. So my mother's sister came down to watch, stay with Mom while I was in there. And so I got home, and then my sister went home, and come to find out while she was down here, her place was burglarized. Mm-hmm. So here I am, and on the way home yesterday from the hospital, with me, my stent, they put a stent up in me, like I said, to keep my urethra open, and it must have slipped down, because now every time I move in a sitting position or sometimes standing, it tickles my bladder, and when your bladder gets tickled, it feels like you have to urinate. So the only way I can get relief from that is to be in a lay down position. So here I am this morning, and who's all on the call?
Sounds like you've had a wild week.
I know I have some calls that came in from Nancy, Mary Lou, and Steve that I have not answered. But if you're here on the call, great. And the other thing I'd like to say, who is all on the call this morning? Is there any of the hosts on the call this morning?
What some people won't do for a little attention.
Oh, Nancy. So I've had a wonderful wait. I've got a real week to be thankful for. Mom's okay. They got her, had a little situation trying to get her heart back in. The chemicals that they gave her, and they come in, they roll this cart in. It's got these pads, you know, in case they got to defibrillate her heart or do whatever. And so the chemicals didn't work the way they were supposed to, so they all left the room, but she had a heart monitor on, and all of a sudden Mom was sitting there watching TV, and all of a sudden she started to get a little pale, and she looked at me and she said, something's, and all of a sudden everybody come running, and her heart, and afterwards it over, but her heart came back naturally. They didn't have to put pads on her. But she said it was the weirdest feeling. She says she was sitting there watching TV up above the bed. Well, you know how they have TVs in the thing. And she said all of a sudden things just started to get white and everything started to fade out. But so she's okay. She's now on a product called Sodatol, which is basically helps her keep her heart in sync. Is over probably for about the next year, they said they'll keep her on that. I'm okay, except my bladder's tickled.
I know, I missed the beginning. So it started with your mom last Friday? When was it?
It started with a funeral call Thursday afternoon.
Oh, and then when was your mom?
Mom was Saturday evening. I flew down there and flew back on Saturday evening.
Oh, the funeral was that? Where was the funeral?
The Friday was in Reno on Friday, and I flew back here Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Then Saturday evening, Mom had her problem, and blah, 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 blah. So it's been a wonderful week and a lot to be thankful for.
When was your stone?
Where was my stone?
When was your kidney stone?
that my kidney stone basically was Tuesday morning, I think it was, early, about 3 o'clock in the morning. Had to call my neighbor, so she came down, took
me. Your mom was out of the hospital already?
Oh, yeah. Mom came home Monday.
Oh, okay.
So her daughter came down and watched Mom until we could get my sister. She drove me to the hospital till my sister could come down, my mom's sister, and stay with Mom.
Yeah, a jam-packed week.
Jeez. And then, did you hear about it? And her home got burglarized while she
yes.
was gone?
Yeah, how
bad? Had to be a kid because the only thing that was missing was $8, and there was gold bracelets on the jewelry, and in her bedroom, and there was a silver. She had just cleaned her silver to get ready for the holiday.
Oh my!
And it was laying on the kitchen table,
$8.
And none of that stuff was touched.
You feel so violated.
Well, that's her problem right now, and unfortunately, she lost her husband about 2 years ago, and she's kind of frightful at night, and now she said she just don't know if she can stay there or not. So her kids are going to go out, and they're going to get a burglar system and do all that sort of stuff. But anyhow, let's get off all that, because that's what we're not here for.
Well, it's good to hear you back.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nancy, are you going to be on the call all the time?
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if this thing gets to...
Well,
tickling too much, I'm going to have to...
Do what you need to do.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Okay.
I will not be here Monday, that's for sure. So somebody...
Well,
I don't know whether Char will be or not, but I will.
Well, I hope so, because I got to go in Monday morning, and they're going to take the stent out.
Okay.
And the only reason they have the stent in there now, and that's so that to make sure that the fragments of the stone can pass all the way through.
Are you uncomfortable?
So, yes. Yeah. That's what I said. It just, when it tickles, it gets a little funny. But anyhow... who's here this morning? And I apologize for our start this morning, but I know there are
people. We were concerned about important people.
Well, Steve, I haven't returned your call yet, but I did receive it, okay?
Well, that's okay. It's returned
Thanks.
Right now. Everybody
okay,
was,
well, let's...
Everybody was concerned.
Well, thank you. I was getting ready to say, well, I wished it would have been you instead of me, but that's not really true. I don't wish it would have been. Oh, I've had kidney stones before, and I tell you, they're when I was eating the way I used to eat, we knew this stone was. I had two of them, and we knew it was up in there because I've had to have some ultrasounds and whatever on my kidneys. We knew it was there. Just unfortunately, it happened to. We don't know how long it was there, so whatever. And anyhow, how's everybody doing this morning? Why don't we go ahead and start with roll call real quick? If you just give me your name and where you're from, I certainly would appreciate it.
Well, Darlene, in California.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Dottie, Massachusetts.
Morning, Dottie.
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Betty in Pittsburgh. And I'm Monty. We know Nancy's here from Ohio. We know Steve's here from Utah. Anybody else real quick? Well, let me go ahead and flip this and open up my... little give it start this morning. We'd like to let everybody know that the purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of our life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikkei Corporation. The China Study, where the book begins, is the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guests. This call is basically designed for new people to ask any questions and for those that have been on the program to get clarification or to give us their ahas or their yahoos and their excitement and just have a good time on this call. If you are... benefit from this call, just please feel free to pass this call and time to others. We'd like to thank you for allowing us into your home, your car, or your place of business, or for those of you that have a Thanksgiving hangover because of the turkey that you've been indulging in, good morning. How's everybody do yesterday? Hello.
Darlene, California.
Oh, go ahead. I thought maybe you had gotten disconnected. Go ahead, Darlene.
And I had a wonderful day. I did all the cooking, and I I just had a real good day. I didn't have any kind of a problem. The scales haven't changed. That's always a plus.
Good.
But the night before, I had had a little piece of just a sliver of pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
I had indigestion. It was the kind that I used to remember.
Mm.
So I didn't have any yesterday.
Well, that was good.
Yeah. So anyway, I had a good day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really apologize for what happened last week, because I did want to talk to you about what Dr. McDougall and Mary were going to have, and the reason I did, because I know she had some wonderful recipes there in regards to that. Maybe next year we can go over what they're planning to have for their Thanksgiving. And I know it was quite an interesting. For matter of fact, for those of you that got the last newsletter by Dr. McDougall, or want to see what they had for Thanksgiving, you can go into Dr. McDougall's website, and that's drmcdougall.com, and just pull up what Mary's plannings were, and you can see that she was going to have yesterday, they were going to have creamy pumpkin soup, tossed green salad with assorted dressings, they were going to have holiday stuffed pumpkin, and she has some successful tips there. They were going to have some mashed potatoes. They were going to have maple mashed sweet potatoes, golden gravy, rich brown gravy, whole wheat and sourdough rolls with elephant garlic spread, good the old cranberry sauce. She was going to have some green beans, some Brussels sprouts with creamy Caesar salad dressing. And then they ended up the day with pumpkin pie with vanilla cream sauce and whipped chocolate pie. Well, that sounds good. And the nice thing about this is she had the shopping list where people could actually, if they wanted to have what it would take to make these kind of things. And so she had the shopping list there, the fresh ingredients you needed, and the pantry items needed, and the basic time schedule. And she started her meal. It says she for week one ahead, she went out and shopped for non-perishable items and some of the perishable foods listed above. She ordered the rolls from the bakery, and then it says day three days ahead she did certain things, 2 days ahead she did certain things, 1 day ahead, and then Thursday morning, here's what she did. She peeled potatoes and placed in cold water to cover, cleaned out pumpkins, made stuffing mixture, and stuffed pumpkin. And on Thursday, they just had a wonderful meal yesterday. So, that was an interesting menu for a Thanksgiving, and I guess they have a lot of people over to their house for Thanksgiving. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to say about Thanksgiving, what they had maybe, what they thought was special, and maybe something they don't normally incorporate into their Thanksgiving meal, or did they enjoy their day?
Well, I thought it was very interesting, not being on the calls much anymore, but I thought it was a very interesting Thanksgiving from the standpoint that, you know, Carol's stomach or digestive system has been so touchy lately, and she made it through the day. She decided that she was going to have a little bit of pie along the end of the day. She'd been so good all the way through, and she had a little bit, not much, but a little bit, and just like the other person said, that she started to get a little bit of indigestion, and the first thing she did real fast was to grab some raw vegetables and eat a whole bunch of raw vegetables, and that leveled it out, and she had a great day.
I'm wondering why it is when we get away from certain types, well, I think I know, but when we get away from certain types of food, that our body was, and all of a sudden we get away from it and we introduce it back into our diet in some way that our bodies seem to automatically respond to those either chemicals or ingredients or whatever. Amazing. I've kind of heard since we started this program, for those that have been on the program for a little while, that if they introduce certain things back into it, their menus and whatever, that they do get some kind of funny feelings. But it's amazing how our body is so gets used to something, and then we get something back into it that it doesn't like it. I guess it all goes back to when the lifestyle program, and I can remember Char and Ruth always saying, you know, our bodies send us messages, but in most cases we don't get the message.
Right.
You know, and all of a sudden we become more aware of the way we eat, so then we become more aware of the different changes in our bodies, and that's one of the things we've always talked about in journaling was the importance of it, and that is when you do get that, to kind of be able to go back and look at what you ate or what time you ate or whatever and see what could possibly be bringing that on. So, yeah. Nancy, are you here still?
Yes, I am.
Could you take over for about a minute or two? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
I made mashed potatoes yesterday, and I did not peel my potatoes. I just boiled them all and left the skins on and a ton of garlic, and I used soy milk, and they were really good.
Yeah, and we used rice milk, and they turned out great.
Yeah, I had never done it this way before, and nobody seemed to notice.
Yeah, it
anyone
was great.
Else have any new something they tried? Okay.
Well, Nancy, I did pretty good. I thought I would be eating some of the turkey, which I didn't.
Really? You didn't have any?
Yeah, I was very impressed.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I just had all the vegetables and everything. The only thing is, I sort of overdid the desserts. I knew that was going to get me into trouble, but I'm paying for it today. I really don't feel that great.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I've never had, as Bonnie was just talking about how some people react so, violently is really a strong word, but I did have a little piece of turkey yesterday, and I did taste each of those desserts, and it didn't affect me one way or the other. I just, you know, I don't know whether that's good or bad. But I decided, you know, I'm only having turkey once a year, and it's a special day. And I also wanted to see if it was worth spending almost $35 for this 13-something pound turkey. And everybody kept saying how moist it was. Now, I don't know whether it was because it was actually ready when it was supposed to be, and which allowed me to have the 30 minutes outside the oven before it was cut. Which I've never had, you know, I rarely have time for because, for whatever reason, when everybody's here, the turkey is never ready. Well, last night, of course, my daughter was the only one here, and the turkey was ready. That happens, the turkey seems to know whether people are here or not and whether it's supposed to be ready or not. So this time they weren't here, and it gave me the 30 minutes to stand outside and let the juices continue to cook it. But it was a good turkey, and I guess it was worth the extra money for my family anyway. To enjoy it. And it was a nice, peaceful evening. Anyone want to share anything else about Thanksgiving? As it snows here in Cleveland, Betty, beware, it's coming your way.
We do have a little, thank you very much, but more to come, yes?
Yes. Well, last night, actually, my son didn't leave until almost midnight, and he called me from the highway and said, Mom, you're right, because one of our highways was closed. He said, it is a little dicey out here, and he lives the furthest. He said, in fact, the express lane looks like that there was an accident, and it's closed, and I was going to take the express, and then I remembered last year that's where I had a problem. So I said, well, I'm assuming he got home. He didn't call me afterwards, but little pellets, they were calling it last night. Now our street the grass is all covered. And hopefully it'll stop. Some of our stores opened at midnight last night. Some of them opened at 4 o'clock this morning for those early shoppers. I cannot imagine why, but I'm sure there were lines at all these stores. So, yeah, Betty, it's coming your way.
Okay, thanks.
Although, you know, a lot of this could be lake effect that you may not get, so it may not get to you.
Oh, I think they're talking about lake effect coming across to us.
Oh, okay. You are one of the fortunate ones that get that effect then. Okay. Anyone else want to mention how things went for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's Betty. I was surprised at how well it did go for me. I didn't have any turkey and dressing and all that kind of stuff, and I was a little hesitant, thinking, well, maybe I would be sorely tempted, but not so. So it was a great day.
Wow, good for you. By the way, I also made the stuffing without eggs, and I used flaxseed, and it wasn't even ground. I didn't realize that I didn't. I thought I had some ground flaxseed. I do not have a grinder, and interestingly, there is a recipe on the flaxseed bag that for I forget what, but you use the whole flaxseed. But then my son said at dinner that something he has, I guess, read, if you don't grind them, they don't work on your body the way they're supposed to. And I'm not sure what that means or how that works. But anyway, nobody tasted that there was no eggs. I don't eat stuffing, so it wouldn't have mattered to me. But nobody tasted that it tasted differently without the eggs and using flaxseed and water instead. So I guess that it, you know, you really don't need to use the eggs. And actually, there was nothing in there that I couldn't have eaten. I just have never... Stuffing was just never something that I liked.
I wonder, Nancy.
Information.
Yeah. I wonder, Nancy, if it isn't because of the flaxseed being ground like that, that it just, you know, those are pretty slick things, so they might just pass right on through your body.
That's what he was saying, yeah.
Yeah, and then that way you don't get any nutritional value from
yeah,
the product.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. I mean, they're very tiny anyway.
Yeah.
And I had bought this bag several months ago at Amish Country, I think. But there, I was looking. There is a 3-seed bread recipe on here, and it does use a third of a cup of the flaxseed, and it doesn't say anything about grinding it up. So that's when I thought, well, I don't have a grinder anyway, and these aren't ground, and they're so tiny. If they do whatever they do, they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also another recipe on here. Let me take the tie off because it's at the top. And neither of them says for bulgur and flax pilaf. And again, it doesn't say to grind them. It just says 1/4 cup of the flaxseed. So, I don't know. But yeah, that's what he was saying, Monty.
Well, it certainly seemed to work for you.
Well, they ate it, and nobody complained.
Yeah. Exciting. It was interesting to see. It looked like that in Mary's, McDougal's, that their stuffed pumpkin looks like the main table centerpiece.
Oh, pretty.
You know, in regards to their meal yesterday. So
uh-huh.
It was interesting.
Yeah, that should have been pretty, though.
Yeah, she puts in vegetable, say, one large loaf of whole wheat bread cut into cubes. Then she puts in vegetable broth, chopped onions, celery chopped, soy sauce, parsley flakes, thyme, sage, marjoramo, is that how it's pronounced?
Margarine?
No, M-A-R-J-O-R-A-M.
Margarine, yeah. I've never used it, but I knew for it, yeah.
And then poultry season and rosemary and that's about it. She uses a white one medium pumpkin or large winter squash. So that pretty much sounds like a dressing, doesn't it, for you ladies to cook that she stuffs the pumpkin with? That's her turkey.
Interesting that she used poultry seasoning.
Yeah.
Wonder what's in there.
I have no idea. No idea. Well, did anybody else have anything special or maybe different that they made this year that they don't usually make?
It was interesting for dessert. My daughter-in-law was supposed to bring a pumpkin pie, and they walked in with 3 pies. I said, whoa, there are 6 of us. I guess everybody has his own. And what happened was there ended up being too much pumpkin for her pie shell, and so she had 2 pumpkin pies and 1 pumpkin cheesecake. That was interesting taste. I'm not crazy about pumpkin pie, but I did taste the cheesecake. It had a nice taste. So we certainly had plenty of dessert.
Good. Pumpkin cheesecake, that sounds different.
It was, to me pumpkin is kind of strong. And this this gave you a pumpkin-y taste, but in a creamy fashion. So it was good.
Mm.
The taste was enough, though.
Good. So is anybody going to make any thinking about next Thanksgiving already, or matter of fact, Christmas is coming up, isn't it?
Oh, that, Monty, thanks for bringing that up. I was thinking about that. I was watching a show, and I can't remember which one. It was The Biggest Loser. My wife has just really been enthralled with that the last little while since she got on this program and watching all these people. And one of the little things that they had in between sections was question and answer, multiple choice, how many pounds the most people will gain between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I thought that it was very interesting. The average was about 7.
Just between the Christmas Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right.
Or between Thanksgiving and New Year's, maybe.
Probably between, yeah. But anyway, it was 7 pounds, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons for that is probably people come to the Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, and they probably think, well, they go ahead and eat for Thanksgiving, and then they realize they probably should cut back, and they go, oh well, Christmas is coming up, I'll wait till after Christmas before I make any real changes, and then all of a sudden New Year's comes about, and what's the number one New Year's resolution that's made in America?
Lose weight.
That's exactly right. Lose weight.
Of course, since they lost it, they have to find it again, right?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Don't you think that part of the thing with the weight gain is that people are either entertaining or being entertained in a much more concentrated fashion than been through the year?
I would think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, they got all your house office parties or family parties or... I have one friend that they get to call together, and each one of them cooks, and however many people are going to be at the, it's called a cookie party, I guess, and however many people are going to be at the party, everybody cooks enough, bakes enough cookies to, and then every go and they eat each other's cookies, or they change cookie recipes, and oh, geez, I imagine that's a real healthy meal.
And I know that offices notoriously have so much more garbage during this holiday season than through the year usually.
Right. That's one of the things I remember from last year. Char told us how to make the roasted soybeans to take as a treat. And I actually made those a couple months ago, and it was a lot of work, but they tasted good, and I enjoyed them.
Good. If you hope Char's on the call Monday, I won't be here on Monday because I'll be... having some situations taken care of, but interesting to find out what they had for their big meal.
She is up in New York.
She's in New York?
Yeah, she's not home.
Oh.
She's in upstate New York.
Nice place to be.
Yes.
Yeah, they flew
she
into...
must be moving around, building this business.
Flew into Syracuse, New York, and then went up, 30 miles or something, 50 miles north of there?
Someplace, yeah, near Ithaca, I think.
Was it for the purpose of building the business or family or what?
Am I the only one who knows?
Well, Vance was going to New York City for Thanksgiving, so I think they were going to be back there in that area as a family.
Well, you know, they do a lot of things together as a family. You know, they go on those cruises and do all kinds of things. So maybe they just wanted to spend it on the East Coast. I don't know. Nancy, what do you know why she was there?
I do, but I don't know that I'm at liberty.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm maybe prying into your...
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, if she... She'll share it. I'm sure.
Oh, good. Can. Good. Okay. Good. Well, anybody else have anything you'd like to say this morning? Any new people on the call, please feel free to speak up and ask the question because that's what we're here for. But if not, it's close to the half hour, and I know it's a holiday out there. And how many of you are enjoying the 4-day holiday?
Me.
Good.
That's
I figured
why I'm
you
on
would.
The call. Yeah. Well, you know, and I wasn't scheduled for the Thursday or Friday off, and they came to us partway through the day on Wednesday and said, "Who wants to take the day off extra? It's slow." And
wow.
I said, yeah, I've got extra vacation days, you know. I've never had them come to you on a holiday weekend and say, you know, where I work and say, hey, do you want it off? And I'm going, yeah, I want it off. I'll play with my kids and do some projects. And I'll just make it your comment, once again, going back to lifestyle, going back to changes, going to back to how people change because of this program. My wife actually went bowling last night. Our son actually is a man, one of the managers of a bowling alley, and because they had to be away from their family on Thanksgiving, they actually invited the families to come in and have free bowling. And so we did that, and that's the first time in about probably 30 years that Carol's been bowling.
Wow.
What do you think changed her, put her in that attitude?
She just feels good.
Good.
You know?
How much weight has she gotten rid of, Steve?
About 30 pounds.
Isn't that super?
Yeah, just absolutely amazing how it's changed her. So,
Monty, thank you.
Well, whatever. I appreciate that, Steve. But, you know, that's what we're here for, to help anybody any way we can. And sometimes it takes whatever. We never know. We never know what it is that's going to help somebody.
You know,
I find it fascinating that she is hooked on The Greatest Loser, but that she hesitates to come on these calls.
It's been an interesting time, because I've always tried to get her on the conference calls, and it's interesting. She just has some very interesting hang-ups about coming on a call, and where people are going, oh, I did this, blah, 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 and I did this, blah, 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 and it just drives her crazy. I mean, it literally just drives her crazy. But the interesting thing, you know, she's feeling better. We went to the Rhythm of Nikan event, last Saturday, and we came away from that, and she's going, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna do this. I'm tired of my job. I'm sick of what I'm doing. They don't appreciate me. I don't want to go find another job just to find another job. And so it's amazing how many different things have been kicked off because of, 8 weeks ago, someone reaching out and helping someone else. And
it's only 8 weeks?
Yeah, about 8 or 9 weeks. Isn't it about that long, Monty?
Wow, she is, really?
Seems like about that long.
Really done well with it.
Yeah, I can't remember when you helped us with that, but with the information that you sent us, but it hasn't been very long. And so...
Well, I can only speak for myself, but I know when I was heavily obese and everything else, we lose a lot of self-esteem. We don't have a lot of pride. We don't like to be around people. We don't like to hear other people say how good they're feeling or good they're doing. And when we can break that barrier, which I think has a lot to do with obesity and people that are overweight, is that once we can understand that, and all of a sudden now we start getting into nicer clothes, and it always bugged me when I would go to a clothing store and know that probably in most cases that there wasn't nice. I was very selective and had to be selective, and maybe I could have been otherwise, but it's just things like that that get in our mind. And when we can start feeling better about ourselves and feel like we look a little better around other people, and people notice the change in us, and people always say, oh, you look so much better, or you've lost a lot of weight, or whatever the comment is, it's just, it makes us feel good, and I'm just real proud. You tell Carol, too, that I and the people on this call, even though she has not been on the call, that just because of your experience and tell us what she's done, that I think probably each and every one of us would be pretty proud of Carol today.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. And as your husband, as her husband, I know you're very proud of her too, Steve.
Yeah, I'm so excited because, it's just, when I came on the calls, a year and a half ago, I came on the calls because I didn't want to be in the situation my mom was in. you know, and my wife's mom was in, and Carol, you know, being as heavy as she's been for all these years, you know, she's been so healthy as far as she doesn't have high blood pressure problems, she doesn't have diabetes, she doesn't have, you know, all these different things that most people that are extremely heavy have because of nutrition, but she's never understood how to not continue to put on weight and therefore she has done that. And my goal was, you know, my mom has diabetes, her mother had diabetes, diabetes took her mind, diabetes took her hearing, diabetes took her sight, it almost took her foot, but Carol babied that ulcer for about a year and a half before we finally got a pair of mag steps on her. She had a little tiny surgery or something that was bugging inside her foot, little tiny surgery, got a mag step in her shoes and her slippers, whatever she was wearing, and popped her right out of it. I mean, it was just instantly, you know, just within a few weeks, it was healed up, you know, and they've been fighting it for a year and a half. And, you know, her brother was just, you know, not too long before that had been diagnosed with diabetes. And my sister was diagnosed with diabetes, and I'm going, you know, I'm you know, at 216, 218 pounds at that point. I didn't want to go into diabetes because I was, would have either the hypoglycemia or something, you know, my blood sugar would get really low when I'd go just absolutely nuts crazy with shakes and stuff. And I just decided, you know, I was going to grab the bull by the horns, like Ruth says, and, you know, and you say, Monty, and I was going to do something. And because of, you know, and then because I had so much great success with dropping the weight, Carol would be so absolutely ticked off with me and also the rest of the family, because I would, if I wanted to, I'd work a piece of pie into it, and they just freak out. How can you do that? You know, and just totally non-supportive. And so, because, and again, like you say, the mind does really strange things. Though they weren't excited for me to lose the weight because I wasn't working at it, so to speak. You know, because I would have something different. So it's been an interesting ride. But because of, you know, stepping out and doing something different, just like you did when you made the choice, and Nancy, I'm sure, when she made the choice, Margaret in Texas, you know, and all these people that have done so wonderful with it. So I'll get off my soapbox too.
Well, that's great, because each and every one of us on this call have made some choices, whether it be to lose weight or just to eat better or help our family in any way by introducing new food to them, knowing that we're, you know, giving them better health or whatever. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether you lost 100 pounds or whether you just changed your diet because you want your family to eat better and feel better because you're aware of the diseases that are out there, and we all want to live as long as we can live, but as healthy as we can live. And we've just all made certain choices, and that's why, you know, everybody in this call, and particularly those that are here almost every morning, you know, it's just nice to have you here and your comments and everything else. So why don't you give, when you get off the call here this morning, just go give Carol a big hug and give her a big smooch from all of us and tell her we're real proud of her.
Thanks.
And keep going.
Okay. All right.
Okay, this is a good time, I think, to say get ready to say goodbye. But first, before I do that, I'd just like to thank all of the active people, the new people, and Steve, thank you for your comments. Nancy, thanks for stepping in. Appreciate that. And everybody else that said something this morning and are committed to this program. And second, I'd like to thank our guests. And if you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day, and just because Thanksgiving was yesterday, we still have things to be thankful for, and we should be thankful on a daily basis for our lives and how we ourselves have changed our lives, and understanding that things can be better for all of us. So each day, one of you. Go, Nancy.
Daddy, are you still on? Is Daddy on? Somebody on Wednesday's call was concerned about the leftovers. You know, they figured they could get through the day okay, but then they were concerned about the leftovers. And as I've always said, clean your house if it's going to call you guys. get the stuff out. That's all.
Well, good. And maybe what, you know, I don't, you're not, I'm not going to be here Saturday, Monday. You're not going to be here either, right, Nancy?
Right.
Okay, so what are we going to,
I'll call her and see if she can make sure that she's on.
Okay.
And if not, they'll have to do without, you know, they can carry on without us.
Yep. This is a wonderful team.
That's the nice thing, you know, that I've noticed over the year and a half that I've been on the calls, that if the person that's usually hosting the call that isn't there, someone steps up, and, you know, whether it's Onita or whether it's Nancy or whether it's Margaret in Texas or whoever. And so we sure love everybody.
Great. Also, you might just be aware of what Nancy talked mentioned, and we might talk about that maybe. See, you're on Tuesdays, right, Nancy?
Right.
That might be something to talk about, how maybe people have either handled their one of the things to talk about on Tuesday, how they handle their leftovers or how they used them.
Yeah.
Okie doke. Each and every one of you have a great weekend coming up, great day, and we'll talk at y'all later.
Glad you're back, Monty.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
I know.
I'll be happier Monday.
Okay. I know.
Thanks.
I hope it goes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, do well. Great weekend, everyone.
Oh, I will.
Bye.
Okay. Yep, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Monty. Take care.
Thank you.